Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 10th, 2014. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, as the country commemorates Heroes Holiday, some former ex-combatants say they are disillusioned at the criteria used by the ruling party's Politburo in its selection process for hero status.
I have in mind people who contributed immensely in Zanzibar and Zimbabwe, but they have not been talked about. I have in mind comrades I know, comrades like Zeba Dawarvisa, comrades like comrades Jetini Garaneo. I can name but a few.
One of Zimbabwe's representatives at the Mandela Young Leaders Fellowship, Takunda Chingonzo, who shot to prominence after his interviews with United States President Barack Obama at the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, is urging the youth to follow their dreams, despite challenges they may be facing.
So I would want to encourage everybody to start effectively doing something with the resources that we have. We know it's a challenge. I understand how difficult it is to start up, but it's important as an entrepreneur to understand that you have to start, you know, making progress with that which you have, even if it's just your two hands.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. As the country commemorates Heroes Holiday, some former ex-combatants say they are disillusioned at the ruling party's Politburo criteria selection process for hero status. Former ex-combatant Bernard Manyadza, whose Chimurenga name is Paka Chipo Era, says although he was part of the Liberation War under ZANU-PF, he does not feel validated for his contribution to the struggle. He says he's disappointed at the low numbers of women that were awarded hero status despite their contribution to the struggle. Manyadza speaks to Studio 7's Juonga Kandemiri on the issue.
The setting up of the Heroes Institution is a very good thing. Very respectable. In fact, up to a certain time, it was very respectable. But I've since observed that this practice has now been diluted from what it should be. Because certain people who may not deserve to be at the acre have been there at the whims of a certain clique of people. What I can point out here is up to the time when the present Politburo will not be there, who will be approving the Heroes status of deserving Zimbabweans? I have in mind people who contributed immensely in Zanzibar and Zimbabwe, but they have not been talked about. I have in mind comrades I know, comrades like Zeba Dawarvisa, comrades like comrades Jetini Garaneo. I can name but a few who have not been recognized because of their effort. Comrades who have been getting ammunition from out in Zambia, across the Zambezi, up to the Zimbabwe-Mozambique border. But nobody has recognized them up to this moment. And my big question is, when shall they be talked about?
How can this be addressed, Mr. Manyadza, since you are not the very first person to complain or raise this issue?
There has to be a national debate. A national debate to talk about setting up standards of identifying national heroes.
President Mugabe has repeatedly told those who are complaining about the selection of heroes that they should look for their own end hills or mountains to bury their own heroes. What's your reaction to this?
That's very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate because heroes are not made by individuals. Heroes are made from individuals and their actions are recognized by the whole nation, not by an individual. What will happen after that individual is gone? Which means there will not be no more heroes then.
But as former freedom fighters, do you often meet to discuss some of these issues that you have raised?
We have often met and discussed about these things. And the debate is still ongoing, although in a closed manner.
That was ex-combatant Bernard Manyadza speaking to Studio 7's Juonga Kandemiri in Weza. One of Zimbabwe's 30 representatives at the Mandela Young Leaders Fellowship, Takunda Chingonzo, who shot to prominence after his interview with United States President Barack Obama at the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit Tuesday, is urging the youth to follow their dreams despite challenges they may be facing. Chingonzo is in the United States for another month, where he will be interning in San Francisco before returning to Zimbabwe in September. We caught up with Chingonzo before he left for his internship.
Well, I just want to say that I believe that as young Africans, we have the potential to do that which we need to. This is the right time. I don't think there is any other time in our history or in our near coming future that we could say we are poised for growth and progression. And that if there is anybody out there who has an idea, who has a product that they want to work on, that they begin to do so. In Africa, we have this whole challenge of not wanting to share ideas because we believe that, you know, our ideas will be stolen or something like that. The honest truth is, by not sharing, by not acting on the idea, you're effectively just sitting on it. It's not a product, it's not a solution if you're not acting on it. And so I would want to encourage everybody to start effectively doing something with the resources that we have. We know it's a challenge. I understand how difficult it is to start up, but it's important as an entrepreneur to understand that you have to start, you know, making progress with that which you have, even if it's just your two hands.
Tell us a little bit about who Takunda Chingonzo is. Everybody's asking, who is Takunda?
I'm an undergrad student at the National University of Science and Technology, studying a bachelor's degree in quantity surveying. I'm a very passionate entrepreneur. I believe that we as Africans, we are the solution to most of our problems on the continent. And these problems that we are usually complaining about are, in actual fact, opportunities that enable us to leapfrog in terms of, you know, development and progression. I love working with technology. I'm always trying to figure out what's the next biggest thing to hit Africa and always wanting to be part of that. I think I'm a team player. I love seeing progress, and I want to see the success not only in teams that I'm working in, but in every other African's struggle for progression. I understand how difficult it is, and so that's essentially what I am, you know, passionate about. I am an upstarter.
How have some of your colleagues that you're with on the Mandela Fellowship reacted to you representing the whole of Africa, I might say, as the youth? What's the reaction that you've been getting so far?
We've been discussing as we're part of the Young African Leaders Network, and most of my colleagues were very happy with the questions that I posed. Our conversation now is what to do now that this has happened.
That was Mandela Young Leaders Fellow Takunda Chingonzo in Washington. Youth Forum Zimbabwe says it will be working with the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe to engage policymakers on the need to enact laws that will lure investors, local and international, and in turn create jobs for the millions of unemployed youths in the country. The two groups signed an agreement in the capital Friday. Youth Forum Zimbabwe director Samuel Wadzi hopes the union will be successful in lobbying the lawmakers. Most youth in the country are surviving on vending, with some turning to crime as the country continues to grapple with unemployment. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Wellington Zindove of the Zimbabwe Youth Forum on the partnership.
Yes, we realize that the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe is one of our partners in line with the campaign around employment creation, which was launched on the 4th of July, 2014. We realize that one of the key issues that are emerging from the work that we are doing is that unemployment is over 80%, and most of these people who are unemployed, 6% of them are actually surviving through the informal sector, which is not actually being properly or democratically regulated. So this is the situation that vendors in the country find themselves in. So I think that there are clear points of intersection, clear points of intersection in terms of what we are doing and what they are doing. So we are a strong partner, and a partnership, not a strong partnership as we work around, you know, the issues with youth unemployment in the country.
Many people in Zimbabwe are under informal unemployment, but many of them are young people. What do you hope to bring as you join together with the Vendors Association in regards to some of the issues that young vendors are facing?
Yes, one of the things that we would want is the proper regulation of the informal sector. To see that when the moment government accepts that they are failing to deal with the system of unemployment in the country. We do not want to see a contradiction whereby they are seen chasing and beating up, you see, young people who are trying to earn a living through, you know, the informal sector, particularly vending on our streets. So one of the things that we clearly want to achieve is that the government should sit and put enough, you know, regulation to so that those who are surviving on vending, they are safe to do so. They do so without fear of harassment, fear of abuse, like women. They are suffering quite a lot at the hands of the police and also, you know, the municipal police. So one of the things that we clearly want is that we need to recognize as a nation that there's nothing evil with vending.
That was Wellington Zindove of the Zimbabwe Youth Forum on the line from Harare with Tatenda Gumbo. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are going out to you on the 4930, 4940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And now, for the time the youth have been waiting for, we have the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Thank you again, guys, for joining me on this Sunday. But today we'll take a look at the Young African Leaders Initiative, which ended this week with 500 young leaders converging into Washington, D.C. I had the chance of meeting so many young, talented Africans who were here for this program. First, I'll have you take a listen to an interview I did with Norman Mukwakwami, who is a Zimbabwean working environmental issues. We spoke to him prior to him coming here for the program and got to catch up with him while at the conference.
It's a wonderful experience. It's a life-changing experience, something that you don't expect to go through. But then I think listening to his words about Africa, it gives us renewed hope about engagement, about finding solutions from within, that we as the young African leaders can be the ones who can find the solutions for the problems in Zimbabwe and in Africa as well.
And of course, while you've been here, the purpose is for you to go back home and implement what you've learned here. What have you gained that you know you can bring back to Zimbabwe to you?
I've managed to learn about policy analysis. I think that's one thing that is missing within civil society, to be able to look at the government's own policies and see what the gaps are and find solutions for them, solutions that the government itself can take over. And also, I've been able to find partnerships, good networks here.
And of course, as a young person, I'm sure you've enjoyed yourself while you were here. You're going to go back home with maybe a newfound experience. But generally, what's your message to young people in Zimbabwe?
My message is, as Zimbabweans and as Africans at whole, we have to find the solutions. We can't wait for the rest of the world to find solutions for us. They can come in with the funding, but we have to be the ones who craft the proper solutions that apply to us culturally, politically, and also economically.
Among Zimbabweans, of course, were other young African leaders. I spoke to a young lady who is a cake maker based in Nigeria. She had the chance during the summit to briefly chat with Michelle Obama, and she tells me that this moment really has inspired her.
My experience was very overwhelming in the best possible way. I learned frameworks in business, how to frame my business, how to structure my business, how to approach investors with my business idea.
What's your reaction after seeing Michelle Obama today? And she spoke a lot about gender equality, gender issues, and bringing in the men to join in on that struggle.
I would say that I was very, very delighted, at least, and I was happy that the men were here to hear it firsthand from her, not we going back home to tell them this is what Michelle Obama said. You know, so I believe that this group of dynamic young people here today, they are the new generation of Africa. And I believe it will not start at once. It will not start in one day. Because for me personally, my thinking has evolved. It has changed. I view life and how I treat and interact with my fellow people differently from the way it was before I came here. And I think it's going to be the same for all the men seated here today. Although I did observe some men sitting beside me were very uncomfortable, but also she was saying the truth, and I think there was a lesson to be learned.
Also, we spoke to a young man, Joshua Nasari, who is making waves in Tanzania as the youngest member of parliament in the country.
I had the passion to help people. I had the passion to work in a public office. So right after I completed my first degree, I went to the general election in 2010 and I ran. And I was actually running against the Deputy Minister of Finance. And at that time, I wasn't married, I was young, I just came from school, I had no money, I had no resources. And I was running from the opposition part that was kind of, you know, taking off. And I lost. But 2 years later, I went, I ran again, and I made it.
And of course, you've been here in the U.S. for the YALI program. How has that been for you? How was your experience here, and what will you take back home?
I really have learned a great deal of knowledge that I'm going to bring home with me. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't learn so much from the program. I didn't learn so much from Americans. I learned a lot from my fellow YALI participants from all over Africa. I didn't feel challenged by the program. I felt challenged by these people here. And I'm just wondering, like, if you have these amazing brains, why is our continent still lying behind? So what I'm going to take back with me is the what I've seen from these guys, from fellow Africans, and the inspiration I got from them. And I think it's time for us to move our continent an extra mile.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I say again, congrats to the 500 YALI participants who are here. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next week.
And now we turn to some of our listeners for their view on the Heroes Holidays, which will be celebrated tomorrow.
My name is Edson Arifandaika in North Central Mbire District. On the Heroes, on the 11th of August, we'll be commemorating our fallen heroes. Our preparations now are at the highest level, and all the people are geared to commemorate our fallen heroes. In my own opinion, I think the foreign heroes need not to be partisan. The heroes who fought for our liberation are the heroes who have just liberated us from the colonial era. This colonial era, I don't think it should be aligned to any party or so. So we look forward to a colorful and a memorable one heroes commemoration.
Me, Alec, Mandy, and Gamslang, Piri Piri. So I'm getting my wife, Eloise Zinuk, and my child, Reza, Rashimore, Rasi, and my parents. It was my father passed away like 2 months ago, 18 April. So as a hero, you know, it's not going nicely here because we are not free because so now I'm scared about the pennies because we are still looking for that permit, so I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna post something like grocery, little small grocery, and some things like sweets, clothes, and so forth.
Those were some of our Studio 7 listeners sharing their views on heroes. And now to recap on today's top stories. As the country commemorates Heroes Holidays, some former ex-combatants say they are disillusioned at the criteria used by the ruling party's Politburo in its selection process for hero status. One of Zimbabwe's 30 representatives at the Mandela Young Leaders Fellowship, Takunda Chingonzo, who shot to prominence after his interview with United States President Barack Obama at the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington Tuesday, is urging the youth to follow their dreams despite challenges they may be facing. That was the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August 10th, 2014. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mutlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.